everybody. Thanks for joining me on Tidbits of Code and Node. Today's topic, Nodist. Nodist is a Node version manager for Windows, so roughly equivalent to NVM in the Linux world. Nodist is going to help you to keep multiple versions of Node on your machine and quickly and easily switch between them. So let's get started. I'm going to jump into my favorite search engine, go to Nodist, and you'll see that very quickly and easily I pull up the GitHub repo, the official one for Nodist by somebody named Marcel. I'm going to scroll down and see that installing is really just a matter of clicking here on the installer. Now, if you've looked at this before, it used to be a much more rigorous process for installation. Now you just download and run the installer. And once you do that, you should have on the command line, let me go ahead and get into my typical root directory here. On the command line now, you should be able to type the word Nodist. I'm going to go ahead and do the help switch so that you can see. Actually, it's not able to fetch this help, so we'll just rely on the help on the website. You'll see that Nodist is able to do a lot of things here. If I just type Nodist, I can list the installed versions. Let's do that on mine, Nodist. And you can see that I have the following versions installed on my machine. I have version 10, 10.4, so you can see I even have multiple versions of 0.10, 10.0, and 10.4. So I've got old ones like 10 in case I need to be compatible with something, and I've got modern ones like 5.1, so I can play with the latest Node bits, which is very cool. I can Nodist and then use a version, and that will set the Node version globally, so for my whole machine. So I can type Nodist 5, and I don't have to be explicit and type the whole thing. I can just say 5, and it's going to get the latest version that I have on my machine of 5. And now I'm at node 5.1. Let's actually check that and see what my node version is. I'm at node 5.1. Versus if I do node 0.10, and then I do a node-v. Node-v, did I do that right? There we go. I'm at version 10.40. So this is really great, being able to switch back and forth between these real easily. Now, when I say Nodist and then the version, that switches it globally, but I can also do this on a per directory basis, including subdirectories. So I can set for local to a certain version, and then I'm going to be using that version of Node for that directory and none other. I can also do it per terminal, so I can change it for this environment, but not all of my other environments. Now, if I want to see what versions there are of Nodist, I can Nodist dist, and this is going to list all available versions. This might take a little bit of time, so I'm going to go ahead and get that started, and we'll come back to it in a second. I'm also able to use Nodist to run Node with a certain version, executing my JavaScript file, and this is just for that. It's just going to modify that one. I'm not changing my version of Node. I'm just using a certain version of Node to run a certain JavaScript file. So that's pretty slick. Let's go ahead and see that this did in fact bring down all the versions of Node. And as you can see here, this also brought down all the versions of I/O. So Nodist works great for I/O as well. Now, to bring down new versions of things, I can use Nodist plus and then the version that I want. So let's say I want to get the latest version of IOJS, version 3.3.1. Let me just copy that string there, and then I'll say Nodist add. Didn't mean to do that. Add that. And this takes a little while for it to download the binaries for that distribution of Node, or actually in this case, I/O. Once the binaries are brought down, it puts them into Nodist's folder. And then what's happening whenever you tell Nodist, I want to use a different version, is it's really just switching a pointer to those different versions of Node and or I/O. And it's as easy as that. It's just kind of a quick little pointer, and there you are. So now I have I/O, it's been downloaded, but if I say Nodist here, we'll see that I'm still actually using version 0.10, but I/O number 331 is available to me now, so I can say Nodist, and I'm going to say, I've actually not done switched to the I/O branches yet, but let's try Nodist 331, it didn't work, so let's try the fully qualified. I'm guessing that that will work, and sure enough it did. And let's do a node v. And it says that I'm using I/O for my node command, and that is 3.3.1. So pretty slick. Using the same command node, I'm able to switch back and forth between those. So let's Nodist back to 5. That might be a good one to land on. And I want you to notice that whenever I install the whenever I run the installer for Nodist, it installs Node and it also installs NPM for me. NPM is a little different than Node in that you really don't need a version manager because NPM is able to update itself. And so you're able to use NPM to just upgrade to the latest version or to switch versions or whatever. So NPM is there for us. As always, we have to have NPM, but it manages itself, really. It doesn't need Nodist to manage it, but it's nice that you get it right out of the box so that you have something to manage itself with. So anyway, that's it. That's Nodist on Windows. Hope that you enjoyed this episode of Tidbits of Code and Node, that it's helpful for you. See you next time. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me on Tidbits of Code and Node. Today's topic, Nodist. Nodist is a Node version manager for Windows. So roughly equivalent to NVM in the Linux world, Nodist is going to help you to keep multiple versions of Node on your machine and quickly and easily switch between them. So let's get started. I'm going to jump into my favorite search engine, go to Nodist, and you'll see that very quickly and easily I pull up the GitHub repo, the official one for Nodist by somebody named Marcel. I'm going to scroll down and see that installing is really just a matter of clicking here on the installer. Now, if you've looked at this before, it used to be a much more rigorous process for installation. Now you just download and run the installer. And once you do that, you should have on the command line, let me go ahead and get into my typical root directory here. On the command line now, you should be able to type the word Nodist. I'm going to go ahead and do the help switch so that you can see. Actually, it's not able to fetch this help, so we'll just rely on the help on the website. You'll see that Nodist is able to do a lot of things here. If I just type Nodist, I can list the installed versions. Let's do that on mine, Nodist. And you can see that I have the following versions installed on my machine. I have version 10, 10.4, so you can see I even have multiple versions of 0.10, 10.0, and 10.4. So I've got old ones like 10 in case I need to be compatible with something, and I've got modern ones like 5.1, so I can play with the latest Node bits, which is very cool. I can Nodist and then use a version, and that will set the Node version globally, so for my whole machine. So I can type Nodist 5, and I don't have to be explicit and type the whole thing. I can just say 5, and it's going to get the latest version that I have on my machine of 5. And now I'm at Node 5.1. Let's actually check that and see what my Node version is. I'm at Node 5.1. Versus if I do Node 0.10, and then I do a Node-V. Node-V, did I do that right? There we go. I'm at version 10.40. So this is really great being able to switch back and forth between these real easily. Now, when I say Nodist and then the version, that switches it globally, but I can also do this on a per directory basis, including subdirectories. So I can set for local to a certain version, and then I'm going to be using that version of Node for that directory and none other. I can also do it per terminal, so I can change it for this environment, but not all of my other environments. Now, if I want to see what versions there are of Nodist, I can Nodist dist, and this is going to list all available versions. This might take a little bit of time, so I'm going to go ahead and get that started, and we'll come back to it in a second. I'm also able to use Nodist to run Node with a certain version, executing my JavaScript file, and this is just for that. It's just going to modify that one. I'm not changing my version of Node. I'm just using a certain version of Node to run a certain JavaScript file. So that's pretty slick. Let's go ahead and see that this did in fact bring down all the versions of Node. And as you can see here, this also brought down all the versions of I/O. So Nodist works great for I/O as well. Now to bring down new versions of things, I can use Nodist plus and then the version that I want. So let's say I want to get the latest version of IOJS, version 3.3.1. Let me just copy that string there and then I'll say Nodist add. Didn't mean to do that. Add that. And this takes a little while for it to download the binaries for that distribution of Node, or actually in this case, I/O, once the binaries are brought down, it puts them into Nodist's folder. And then what's happening whenever you tell Nodist, I want to use a different version, is it's really just switching a pointer to those different versions of Node and or I/O. And it's as easy as that. It's just kind of a quick little pointer, and there you are. So now I have I/O. It's been downloaded, but if I say noticed here, we'll see that I'm still actually using version 0.10, but I/O number 331 is available to me now, so I can say noticed, and I'm going to say I've actually not done switched to the I/O branches yet, but let's try noticed 331. It didn't work, so let's try the fully qualified. I'm guessing that will work, and sure enough, it did. And let's do a Node V. And it says that I'm using I/O for my Node command, and that is 3.3.1. So pretty slick. Using the same command Node, I'm able to switch back and forth between those. So let's noticed back to 5. That might be a good one to land on. And I want you to notice that whenever I install whenever I run the installer for Nodist, it installs Node and it also installs NPM for me. NPM is a little different than Node in that you really don't need a version manager because NPM is able to update itself. And so you're able to use NPM to just upgrade to the latest version or to switch versions or whatever. So NPM is there for us. As always, we have to have NPM, but it manages itself, really. It doesn't need Nodist to manage it, but it's nice that you get it right out of the box so that you have something to manage itself with. So anyway, that's it. That's Nodist on Windows. Hope that you enjoyed this episode of Tidbits of Code and Node, that it's helpful for you. See you next time.